Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Tommy, they say the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
That's a good one.
And it's weird how you can, in your mind, be doing someone a solid, and that person looks at you and says, this is a slap in the face.
So it came across as charity.
But look, man, I thought this is something everyone did.
All right.
And I guess I just assumed that the person would be grateful for what I was offering. But instead, I think I've offended he and his wife. And I've been trying to spend the last week like putting all these fires out.
Yeah, what'd you do, man?
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So, Tommy, you know I got two girls, 12 and 14. And with raising kids comes the collateral damage you collect.
Well, what happened?
We have garbage bags full of little girls' clothes from over the years.
Okay.
And we will try to give them to family members that have kids.
Hand-me-down.
Yeah, and they will take them, and they will use them, and they will love them. And then somehow, they always find a way back into our
really?
House.
Oh, really? They give them back?
They'll give them back. And I can't be like, no, right?
Huh.
So look, I'm trying to get rid of them.
Yeah.
I don't need them. I figure everyone else can use them. Yeah. And they're still in great condition.
All right.
With the littlest clothes, too, Tommy, like these kids grow so fast. You know, with your grandkids now.
Yeah, right? You use them for the shortest period of time.
They'll wear them once or twice. There are clothes that my daughters, they're still on hangers.
They never got to wear them.
From babies, yes.
And I know your wife doesn't chintz. So these are like high-end kid stuff.
And no, baby clothes sometimes will chintz. Nothing is too low for her chintz.
That's calling you Dr. Chintz.
Are you texted by, they call it Dr. Chintz.
She's so chintzy.
So my buddy and his wife, they had a baby like 2 months ago.
Mm.
And last week, I shot him a text.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, man, I got a ton of baby clothes.
Mm.
Would you like me to drop them off? And he texts me back, why did you buy me a ton of baby clothes?
Oh, he thought you went out and purchased them?
Which is, that is a weird first start. Weird first start.
All right.
So I call him. And I explain their secondhand clothes. Yeah. Oh, no, the kids have used them before, blah, blah, blah. And he's really quiet. And he's not saying much. And he goes, yeah, I'll let you know. And he gets off the phone like real fast.
Yeah.
So I don't hear from him.
Mm.
And I want these things gone.
Yeah.
And I text him a few days later.
Right. Oh, man, you're pushing your clothes.
Well, look, just do you
being
want
the pushy.
I'm not, I don't, do you want the clothes or not? Do you want them or not?
Mm.
And he unloads on me.
Oh, really?
Okay, I'm going to read you the text that he sent me.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Quote, I'm not some charity case. And I don't need your used stuff. I can provide for my family. And this is that. And it just goes on.
Yeah.
All right. I was in shock.
Mm.
I kind of assumed that passing down baby clothes was like a standard thing. And that everyone accepted secondhand stuff for babies.
I understand that. But generally that usually goes mom to mom.
Oh, no.
Not dad to dad. I always thought like the wives would do that. Like your Nana would reach out to that person and do it, not the guy.
Well, but if it's his buddy, with kids.
I didn't know guys did that.
Well, I mean, I've offered my daughter's hockey equipment as she gets older. I've given it to dads that their daughters play hockey, right?
Dads are usually the ones that want it out of the house.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I could see my dad doing this.
And like, I thought every family accepted hand-me-down baby clothes. We did it with our kids. When I was growing up, my siblings and I lived in secondhand clothing. For our entire lives.
Yeah.
By the way, shout out to the Fultz family and their like eight boys that live on Gates.
Eight wide boys.
Thank you.
So
it was like a neighborhood thing back in the day where I don't know if that really happens anymore.
There aren't a lot of kids my kids' age. Like older than my kids in the neighborhood. Yeah.
Well,
so
I also think there are so many places where you can potentially sell those clothes again, or, you know, like bring them to those shops that were kind of far and few at the time when we were kids.
Yeah, because now you have like Bye Bye Baby, not Bye Bye Baby. There's Once Upon a Child, Play-Doh's Clyde's and stuff like that. So if that was the end of it, it would be awkward enough. But it gets worse.
So he's offended.
He is offended. And not only is he offended.
But he's letting you know he's offended.
I've been getting texts from other buddies.
Really?
Asking why this guy is so upset with me.
Yeah.
His wife is texting their wife, according to my other friends, and mother effing me for making this offer.
Wow, so they really know you.
Bro, I'm sitting here with garbage bags full of clothes wondering what the hell happened.
So you pissed him off.
But why? 252-WCMF 252-9263. Would you be offended if someone offered you secondhand stuff you could use?
And it's a buddy of yours, right?
Yes, yes.
And I know how you treat your buddies.
I treat my buddies well.
But you also run your mouth, and you like to bust balls. So could this be, are we getting the full history of this dude?
Yeah, is this just the straw that broke the camel's back kind of thing? Like he knows he's always trying to get one over on me. He's always trying to show his dominance.
Sure, what am I, a pit bull?
No, but I know how you treat your brother.
Yeah.
Okay, that brother is different than buddies. Yeah. Brother is different than buddies.
Well, is it? We don't know.
I know how you
we
treat me.
How do I treat you?
Terribly.
How do I treat you?
I have nice stuff. I know you want it.
Yes.
No, but this stuff is nice stuff. I mean, it is.
It's sure
it is. I understand that. But you also like to mock and like, busted, I had to give you all those clothes. Now you're sitting here running your mouth.
I would never do that with baby clothes. And they don't need them. I know they don't need them.
I understand.
I just figured you could use them. Like, why spend the money if you don't have to? And it was not an indictment.
Valid points.
Look, it was not an indictment on he and his wife. I swear to God, I was not trying to be a big shot. I thought everybody that has had a baby has baby clothes. We didn't even pay for half of them. They came as gifts.
Yeah, but you got to figure if you have that much stuff, he may also have that much stuff right now.
First kid, though, and these are bigger kid. Like, the clothes go up in range, right? Yeah. So it's like,
sounds
hey,
like
man.
A great deal. Maybe it's who's doing the talking.
I don't know why I'm even listening to you about this. Because, no, you've never
you've
gone
never
through
had
this.
Kids.
No,
I've
you
had
didn't.
Clothes. You claim I could fit into baby clothes.
Actually, maybe I'll
bring I should take them.
I'll bring them in for you.
Yeah.
You look very pretty. It's a pretty
do
dress.
Have any strappy shoes?
Actually, I think we do. We have white, strappy church
man,
shoes.
You know I'm dying to buy some white monk strap slip-ons? And my wife won't let me.
Is this something that people stop doing?
Well, maybe it is. No, but people need stuff. Like you said, like the amount of clothing you need for a kid is like astronomical. I'm learning this.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's almost like you got like eight kids back there you're trying to clothe.
No, like onesies especially when they're little, right? Because they'll just puke on them and poop on them and all that
you
stuff.
You might as well like rub them on the floor.
Bingo. Like I mean, there were times, and everyone who's had a kid knows this, right? Like you'll rip through four or five onesies in a day between blowout diapers and pukes.
All right.
And then, like, you know, you get baby's got to look good when mommy gets home. So, right. Like, I got to put him in, like, a nice outfit. I don't know, like, I'm trying not to be pissed because, like, they just had a baby. And
well,
I also,
they kind of insult you.
I'm trying to go with he's, like, sleep deprived and maybe he doesn't, like, because, you know, again, first baby,
it's
whatever,
tough, I'm sure.
Whatever. And I didn't want to bring this up on the air, but F you, man. What the F, man? What the F?
Yeah, the fact that they called you out on it's a little surprising.
Thank you.
Am I your only cool friend?
You're cool?
Apparently now.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. I offered my buddy some baby clothes. They just had their first baby. Had them in the house. I've given them to other people before. They always find their way back when their kids are done with them. But that's another weird thing. I don't want them back.
Yeah, why would you give them back?
I don't know.
Maybe you think you're going to have another kid?
Maybe that's that's scientifically impossible at this point.
Man. You tie it up.
Thank you, doctor. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Bill. Hey, Billy boy, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
So how old is this child? About a month old or something?
Between a month and 2 months.
So they're still burning through the clothes that they got at the baby showers and all this other stuff. Give him like 2 or 3 months and he realizes what diapers cost and clothes cost and all this other stuff. You know, right now he's high on his horse like, oh, I can do this. And it'd be like, wait till the bills start racking up.
I mean, but here's what I don't get.
Why is he insulted?
Thank you, Bill. Like, would you be insulted by something like this?
Maybe he's worried you're going to talk about it on the radio. And
that's
then,
not going to happen. We're going to be cool.
You got the big fancy doctor for the wife, and you know, and he's whatever.
No, but here's the other thing. He does really well. It was not an indictment.
Maybe he feels then like, if I'm doing as good as you, why would I need your clothes?
But it's baby.
You may think you're doing a little bit better than he is. But yeah. He thinks you guys are on par.
Okay, but let's do it this way. Hey, Bill.
It's condescending.
Thanks for the call, buddy. I really appreciate it.
Well, your Oshkosh Bagosh.
I don't think we have any Oshkosh Bagosh.
That's top shelf, bro.
It was back in the day. Is Oshkosh Bagosh still top shelf?
I haven't heard of that in a while.
Well, you also don't have babies.
True, but I remember that people saying that all the time.
Okay, so when you talk about like giving something to like a buddy and it makes you feel like you're lauding over them. Well, you were visiting your brother in Charleston.
Yeah.
We had a discussion. Kimmy's husband built a bar in their backyard.
Oh, yeah.
It's very cool looking, and he needed to decorate it. And his buddies, when they found out he had a bar, started bringing him stuff.
It's still going, by the way. Oh, we have acquired a pile of things.
Like bar signs and Josh
Light up stuff, right?
Shout out to Three Heads. Thank you.
Oh, I love those guys. Boys, I love you.
Wow.
Go buy a beer because they need to replace the stuff they gave to Kimmy's husband.
Right.
But like Kimmy,
yeah,
your husband wasn't offended when they gave him this stuff.
No, he was excited.
Okay. Thank you.
He likes something to light up when he walks into the room.
There was one thing he brought out, and I go, what is it? And he goes, I don't know.
Like, you don't even know what it is?
It looks like a birdhouse thing. I have no idea where his buddy got this from, but I'm looking at him like, oh, yeah, what is it? He's like, oh, I thought you would know. Like, I have no idea what this thing is.
But it's going up.
So I've never had a friend where I've been like, hey, do you want this? Or, hey, I'm not going to use this anymore. Because I've done this with, like, hockey stuff, right, that I don't use anymore. I don't know. It's just weird. It came out of nowhere. Mm. What a dick.
Yeah.
Well, you could be, too. And just based on the way you describe the situation, it kind of sounds like you're being a little pushy. And by him ignoring you, it's kind of like, hey, I don't want this. Please stop asking. And you kept asking.
I didn't want to, because now I'm giving them to somebody else. They're going.
Yeah.
And I had, because there's somebody else in my life, in my family's life, who can use these things. And I just.
Because there are people who will like offer you things and you feel funny saying no because you don't want it. You don't want to be stuck with their stuff. But it's like, you kind of put him in a spot where he felt like he had to say yes.
But I've known this guy like 20 years. If he wouldn't have told me that, go
ahead
for yourself.
It's hard to tell
him.
People no, no matter how long you've known
but
them.
But you would also not want to take stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I took all the baby clothes.
No, now. Right now.
Right.
You're riding high. You're going to London. You went to Kansas City this year. You've been all the hot spots. And like if somebody
in Kansas City, dip.
If somebody said, hey, Pat, I got this.
Yeah.
You'd be, nah, I don't know. Yeah. I'm fine. I'm good.
No, I mean.
And
I go,
no, come on, please take it.
If it's something I can use, I have no problem taking free stuff.
But I guess that's our point, is maybe he couldn't use it.
Okay.
Like you had a buddy that wanted to give you free hockey stuff and you pushed back on it.
Well, I just feel... I wasn't offended by it, though. I don't want to feel...
But you did push back.
Yes, I don't want to feel like I'm taking advantage of friends.
Right, but that guy could have also got offended, saying, how could you turn down all this great... And you said the guy had great stuff.
Oh, it was great stuff, yeah.
And you like this stuff and you don't want it. He could take an offense.
But I wasn't like, yo, F you for, okay.
No, I'm just saying.
No, but now that guy's getting, wait, is everyone offended by what I do? Is that what you're telling me? Is everything I do, everyone gets pissed off?
In here, yeah. You're very offensive.
It's a delicate dance because you're right. I could see somebody, if you say I have this thing and they're like, oh, that's cool. And then you wait for them to reach out to you if they really want it. And they may feel funny reaching out to you again to bring it up. Because maybe he wasn't really offering. It's a weird back and forth where I can't tell if that person actually wants it or if they're just being polite.
Okay, 252 WCMF. Good buddy of mine. I've known him forever. Just had his first baby like a month or two ago.
He's such a baby.
But bro, no,
okay,
the baby.
No,
I'm pissed. I got my two girls. They still have these garbage bags of baby clothes.
Some okay, stop
them,
saying garbage bags of baby clothes. It doesn't sound good. And you also said these have been on multiple babies.
Yes.
Like you
this sounds like
them
something
out.
Would be floating up on the shores.
I mean, these are like not even secondhand, like fourth-hand baby clothes.
It's funny how you guys like have this take. First of all,
where's the beef?
Every time in your mom's,
baby on board.
In your mom's panties, that's where it is.
Well, that would also be beef. Oh, it's Wendy?
Look, first of all, every set of used baby clothes comes in a garbage bag. It's like a federal law that if you are getting used baby clothes, they come in a garbage bag. Second, it's no problem to use clothes that have been used on three or four babies. I know that sounds stupid, but that's like a standard thing.
Yes, if you're running a relief society... If you're running Save the Children.
No, bro, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, there are at least 10 things. There are at least 10 articles of clothing in these bags that still have the tags on them.
All right.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to, but I offer these things. He gets offended. He texts me back like, no, I'll let you know. I call him because there's somebody else who I can give them to. And he unloads on me. I'm not some charity case.
You're already mocking him on the radio.
Don't be a dick.
You're doing it more.
He's being a dick.
He said it again.
You're mad that he doesn't want your stuff.
Don't care that he doesn't want it. I'm offended he was offended.
You're offended that he's offended, but if he said no, you'd also kind of be offended that he didn't want your stuff.
Well, I'd be like, what, you think you're better than me? But that's a whole other argument. Right. Mike's on CMF. Hey, Mikey, how are you, buddy?
Good. Hey, my wife and I are raising our granddaughter and everything. We've given garbage bags. I'll back you up, Duffy. Garbage bags are nothing to give to families that need. They have little kids. They have need clothes and everything. They're maybe hard, on money and everything.
No, see, now you're making me sound like a dick, because you don't have to be hard on it. It's like, why spend the money if you don't need to, right? Like, but go ahead, Mike. I'm sorry.
Right. I agree with it. If they need it, they need it. They've called us back and everything. They're happy as hell that they get the clothes. There's a lot of clothes their kids could use. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it.
Thank you. Mike gets it. I don't know why my buddy doesn't get it.
He's even getting 5-star reviews.
Thank you. And Mike, tell Tommy it's okay to put your baby in clothes that 3 to 5 babies have already worn.
Blowouts in.
It's great.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you.
Have a child.
Don't encourage Tommy to have a child. Thanks, Mike. Have a good rest of the day.
Have a child.
Do not have a child.
I'm pretty sure I can't.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Pete. Hey, Petey, how are you, buddy?
Hey. So, actually, I had a different story to say, but I remember as you guys were talking, my mom, while this woman was alive, used to take care of her. It was an old neighbor that I grew up next door to. So, as she got older, my mom would just start taking stuff from her because she was giving it to her, and it was the most random crap that you can think of, like Cardinals on a freaking sweatshirt type crap.
Nice.
And all of a sudden, it would start showing up at our house randomly without her telling us.
So wait, she was just bringing it over and leaving it at your house?
Yeah.
Just dumping it off. Like it's a drop-off.
Just dumping it off. So I'm starting to return the favor to her when I get certain things from customers that they're just trying to get rid of, like a random snowman that lights up and it's been sitting in her garage for 6 months and she's been yelling at me to get it out of her garage.
Tommy's wife might actually want that light up snowman.
It's going to end up in my house at some point.
Yeah, right? Everything ends at Kimmy's house is a black hole.
Yeah. I'll drop it off at your house later today, Tommy.
Thanks, buddy.
Petey, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Like, okay, when it comes to buddies, because I see you guys on hold, sit tight, I want to talk to you. Like, the baby clothes, fine. Maybe he doesn't understand, like, the Bill's point, the first call, right? He doesn't know how expensive this is going to get. Mm-hmm. He's sleep-deprived, whatever.
Yeah.
You dick. What is acceptable for a secondhand hand-me-down man-to-man?
Yard stuff.
Okay. But that seems more insulting.
Well, can't afford a rake, you bitch. Coming from.
Like, would you be offended if a guy upgraded his garage tool setup?
Got his stuff and you didn't have it before,
would
right?
you take that stuff?
Tools are expensive, so I mean that might be something you might grab.
Would you take it?
I might.
You charity case bitch, can't afford your own tools. Oh no, Craftsman, pretty cool.
Hey, Craftsman's quality stuff.
Oh,
bro.
Thanks a lot.
See, then you mock me, but I take it.
No, that's what he's got a high pitched voice. Yeah. It's a medical issue. You're the dick for making fun of him.
So I had a father-in-law. He fully stocked my garage when my second marriage from all his old stuff.
Yeah.
See, that's interesting, too, because that's the man whose daughter you are there to take care of.
Right.
Looking at you and saying,
you ain't got enough tools to handle my daughter.
Exactly. Like, that would be offensive, I think, to more men than like a baby.
I was going to say, I mean, maybe offended, but you also need it at the same time. So it's hard to argue.
We just bought a house, man.
Oh, I forgot I was talking to Tommy Takes. My apologies. My apologies.
I would assume a lot of guys, that's where most of their tools come from. A family member or somebody that just has a ton of stuff
you. All right. How about this? Mm. Would you be offended by a hand-me-down car? Let's say your kid turns 16, 17. They need a ride.
Yeah.
Buddy's got one. Look, I'll sign it over to you. Your father-in-law, they got it. You can
take it.
Give your kid. But you wouldn't be offended by a car?
No.
Wait a minute.
Cars are expensive.
My car was my aunt's.
She gave you a car?
Well, no,
she was
I'm
in
saying,
the back
like,
seat.
Well, actually, my parents.
She died 2 days ago.
My dad did buy it from her. But It was a family member. It was a family member hamming.
Your old man don't spend, so it wasn't like he dropped a lot of bank with that Nova.
Spent on it.
Her dad's catching strays in here for no reason. Cheap ass. Give me dad. Shit's dad. I just find it weird how you made an argument for 10 minutes that I was being offensive offering baby clothes. Yet you would not be offended, nor do you think people would be offended if they had a car given to them.
Man, I would take a deal on a car for sure.
That is way more of a, I'm in a better spot than you. Please take the car. I don't even need this vehicle. Please go ahead. And there's tools in the back.
I think most people would be happy to take that for their kid.
Yeah, and a dead aunt.
252-WCMF. We'll take one more call again. A buddy of mine just had his first kid like a month or two ago. I got garbage bags full of baby clothes. I give them away. They keep finding their way back. There's a bunch of stuff that's still new. I text him, do you want him? He goes, I'll let you know. So there's someone else, friends of our family could use him, but I offered him first. So I go text him, hey, man, do you want the clothes or not? He texts me back, he unloads on me. I'm not a charity case. I've had a baby for like 6 weeks. I know everything about everything.
Why isn't he taking these clothes?
And then his wife starts mother effing me to our friends. Yeah. I'm getting texts from other buddies. What'd you do?
I'm kind of digging these people.
Shut up. Ashley's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Ash, how are you?
Hi, Duff. I just wanted to say quick, just let the baby get a little bit older. Sometimes when it's a brand new baby, you know, everyone's, really excited. They want to put all new things on their brand new first kid. If they end up having a second kid, they're going to turn around and tell you, hey, man, I'm real sorry. I should have taken all those clothes. We could have used all of them.
All right, so here's what I'll do. I'll be like, oh, you want them? You want them? And I'll go, just come over and grab them. And then here's
what... they're gone now.
No. Better than... Ashley, see, you don't live the level of petty that I live.
Yeah, it's pretty petty.
You are not petty LaBelle, all right?
Right.
I will invite him over. I'll be like, yeah, I got him in the driveway. And he pulls in. I go, oh, these clothes right here? But see, here's what he doesn't know is I've already doused the clothes in lighter fluid.
Oh,
and
geez.
As he walks up to them, where's your clothes now, buddy? You want these clothes?
I thought you were going to go with the itching powder or something.
Well, one other quick baby. Thing, though, too.
Itchy babies.
Right here in Gates, you can drop off your clothes for this whole month for a free clothing giveaway.
Oh, well, so here's the thing. We actually have another family that took the clothes. It's not the fact that I didn't want the clothes. It's just the fact that he didn't want the clothes that bothered me.
Yeah.
But thank you, Ashley. If anyone's if anyone has stuff, because I'm also getting Instagram messages from a ton of people saying, we have clothes we can't get rid of. Where can those people drop that stuff off?
Yes, Gates Library this whole month. Gates Library.
Oh, you might look who got quiet all of a sudden. Tommy's always got jokes about the West
Side. I know, but that's great. That's great they do it at the library.
Why is that?
Plenty of parking. Not tied up with thinkers.
Ashley, thanks for the call. When's the last time you went to the library to not get a Starbucks?
No.
He probably had to.
No, we did have to with the baby.
Let's take a break.
They got baby book?
Yeah, they got baby books.
I forgot about baby books.
How was it?
I've never read a baby book.
Every book you've ever been able to read is a baby book.
I know. I'm digging baby book, man. I'm like Einstein. I could rip through those things in like a minute.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think Rochester, New York, you think a community of learned folk.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Maybe
smarties.
Not. Maybe not. But yeah. But we do have great colleges here in the greater Rochester area. So great, in fact, that count them, four of them are among the top 500 in America.
That's very impressive.
That being said, not the one you would think.
Oh, really?
He's leading the pack. I don't think not the one we would think.
Ooh.
You think?
All right, I don't know.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. So yesterday we got the list of the Wall Street Journal's best colleges in America, and they ranked them from 1 down to 500. Now, I want you to keep in mind here, just making this list is impressive because there are almost 4,000 public and private colleges, like colleges you would think of, not like Bryant and Stratton, in America.
Okay.
And that's not even counting two-year community college.
Just straight up regular college.
Yeah, so this would be...
Four-year schools.
Yeah.
Any four-year school.
These would be in the top 10% of colleges in the country. Four of them are in Monroe County.
Wow.
So, we have the ranking, at least according to where they would fall in Rochester. Mm. Tommy, based on what you know and how good the schools are here, who's good, who's not, who do you think the number one college in Rochester would be?
I would say RIT.
Okay, RIT is a good guess. Engineering school, hard to get into. They got great video game programs. I mean, they're doing amazing things
right
over there.
They're the future of education.
Yes, yeah, good guess.
And robotics.
Yes, yes. You're wrong.
And AI.
It's got to be U of R then.
Okay, U of R, a very hard college to get into. They attract a ton
of... That's one and two.
Not
gotta
cheap.
Huh?
Yeah, no, very expensive. Yes. Very expensive. Yeah. And they're attached to the University of Rochester Medical Center, strong hospital.
You got a lot of
dollars coming through. Yeah, you got it. No, wrong there too.
Ooh.
Wait, they didn't...
They're on the list.
Man, what busted-ass college snuck in?
The number one college on the Wall Street Journal's top 500 schools in Rochester is St. John Fisher University. They ranked 277.
All right, nice.
Then came the U of R at 316, RIT at 318. So U of R and RIT are neck and neck according to these. And then NAS came in at 478.
Ooh, man, you just got
you
in,
you still
bro.
Made the top 500.
But you just snuck in.
You still made the top 500.
All right.
Okay.
One sneezing you out.
No, I don't want to sound...
I thought you were going to put Brockport in there,
No, Brockport did not make the list. Brockport did not make the list. But then again, we did talk... never mind.
Geneseo, I always thought would be up there,
too. Yeah, and I would think... Well, I guess that wouldn't be the... In Monroe
No,
County,
but I mean, Geneseo... I didn't see Geneseo on the top 500, but
because,
I could be wrong.
So then they must not... I didn't know if, like... affordability was factored into that too, because those are all the most expensive schools in Rochester.
It just says the best.
Yeah.
It says the best.
So Fisher gets the bragging rights.
Yeah, for number one in Rochester.
All right.
Okay, I don't mean to sound disrespectful. This is surprising, right?
Between like the facilities they have there,
great facilities. Campus is beautiful. I guess I'm using it anecdotally here, right? On a case by case basis.
I would also think the better the school, the tougher it is to get into. And I don't know. I've never heard of St. John Fisher being a really hard school to get into.
Okay, so there's that. But let's talk about people we know.
That went to Fisher. Quality people. Yes, I know a lot.
Yeah, you know, as do I. I also know those
They're people. All over the place.
Uh-huh.
They're at the top.
Yep.
Top.
Yep.
And, oh boy, are you on the bottom. It is amazing. You are absolutely right.
I know Fisher is not... inexpensive, so I mean,
it's a beautiful campus.
No, I'm saying like, it costs a lot to go there.
Yeah.
So I mean, that would make sense that if you're charging a lot of money, it's a place people want to be, so it must be a good school. I wonder how the U of R people and the RIT people feel about this.
I think you're pissed.
I mean, there is more prestige. At least it felt like that way to those two schools in Rochester, right?
I don't know anybody that went to RIT and U of R. That are busted.
You don't know a single person that went to U of R.
Oh, yes, I do.
My wife did residency there.
Okay.
Does not count.
I also know other people than you.
Name one.
I can't name the person.
You don't know anybody. Nobody who went to the U of R.
I don't want
to
drop a name.
Would ever dream of associating with you.
Well, they don't associate with me anymore because their husband went across the street. But I don't want to say names. But you can't think of one busted RIT U of R graduate.
No, I'll be honest.
I can give you... buckets of those of Fisher that bottomed out.
Okay, and I guess that's what it comes down to is I guess Fisher felt like more of a, I guess blue collar school is the wrong way to put
it. But it's not.
And they have a fantastic nursing program over there that churn out a ton of people. So the odds are
pharmaceutical.
Odds are you know somebody that has gone to Fisher. And
right.
I guess.
But I know that, but they're all over the place.
Yeah. But I guess in my stupid head, if I'm friends with you and you did something, what you did can't be great.
Right.
Right. If you won't associate with me because of like the education that you have, it must be a better education.
I'm guessing.
And maybe I'm wrong there. 252 WCMF, 252-9263. According to the Wall Street Journal, their top 500 schools in America, colleges. Fisher is the number one school in the greater Rochester area, followed by U of R, RIT, and then Nazareth. Jeremy's on CMF, the smartest guy we know.
The kid's sharp.
Sure, sure. Hey, Jeremy.
If I'm the smartest guy you know, you need more people.
We're dumb, Jeremy.
Listen, I know. I listen, and I get dumber. Did you see the Wall Street Journal's two main factors for this study?
Well, now I feel
like
I'm
sure you did, Jeremy.
What do you got, Jeremy?
The number one is how likely you are to graduate on time with a 4-year degree.
Okay.
Number two is how likely your salary is to be impacted after you graduate, i.e., how much money you can make.
Gotcha.
So those are the two main drivers here, and I don't know anything about St. John Fisher University. I went to Brockport, cheap school. You know, I'm a cheap guy, and I guess I'm not doing all that well, so I don't know what my point is.
No, but Jeremy,
you got lost in thought there.
Now that you brought that up, okay, ability to get in, I'm sorry, so it was
ability to graduate in 4 years.
To get through. 4 years, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then what you're going to make afterwards. I mean, look, there is a prestige that comes with a higher name school, mm-hmm. right? I see U of R, I'm impressed. I see RIT, I'm impressed. But to the point that Jeremy just made about how they're measuring it, what you want from your kid is the them in and out as fast as possible, because that's less money for you to spend, and them to be able to take care of themselves when they get out.
But we know a bunch of people that went through Fisher that are busted.
Okay, but maybe things are different than they were when everyone you worked with went to Fisher.
But if there are a lot of people from Fisher graduating, you know, in pharmaceuticals, things like that, like those people are really up in the...
Okay.
The get out of school and salary, you know what I mean?
Look at the U of R and RIT with medical and engineer.
Yeah, true. That is true.
Yeah, so where did Fisher rank on this list?
Fisher was at 277 in the country.
So that's basically right in the middle of the bell curve, right in the 50% mark. So I guess that makes sense. It's average. You know, you're not going to get a Harvard. Like I said, I don't know anything about Fisher. You're not going to get a Harvard, and you're not going to get what's on the other end, DeVry or something like that, you know? You're right in the middle, so congratulations for us. We're average. See you, Dix.
Okay, bye, Jeremy.
I'll take
average. No, hold on.
No, we wouldn't be average, but this is the type 500
Fisher,
school.
Fisher was good. Well, I'm saying, but he's saying the middle of the 500?
Of the top 500.
Yeah, yeah. Which, again, these colleges are in the top 10% of colleges in America based on how many colleges we have. But wait a minute. If Fisher is like right in the middle and, okay, we're average, congratulations, that means U of R, RIT, and NAS, when it comes to the top 500, would be the below average.
Which doesn't sound right.
It doesn't make sense to me at all.
No.
What the hell do we
again, like those others, like U of R, RIT, harder to get into.
We think?
And you're going to walk out with a more impressive degree, I would think, going through a medical college.
But it's not, U of R is not a medical college.
No.
They have a medical
program.
They have a program.
Fisher also has medical programs. Bro, nursing pays a fortune.
I know, but you ain't no doctor. You're a nurse.
Bro, there aren't a lot of doctors.
I understand. That's
you don't know any doctors other than my wife. I don't know any doctors.
I know all my doctors.
What?
Check. How many doctors I got to know?
I know all my doctors.
Checkmate.
Is that a...
Checkmate. Including that one
was that a flex?
Including that one
I know all my doctors.
Including that one Korean doctor who only sees him at 2 in the morning.
You know why?
Why is that?
Wide awake.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.